to relax, and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the weekend with those two girls.
Here we go.
Can you please get off your phone? We're on air, Lee.
I am stressed. I'm looking for motorbikes, Sarah. Motorbike, toy motorbike to put on a cake. To put on a cake. It's Maxie's birthday on Monday, hence his birthday party on Sunday. That is tomorrow. I need tiny little motorbikes to go on a cake.
Well, I don't know what you're whinging about, considering what that kid had last year for his birthday cake.
That was the most epic birthday cake of all time, by the way. It was a creepy crawly cake.
Yeah, and not a bug cake, like a legit pool cleaning, creepy crawly cake.
Yeah, he likes odd things. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Sarah.
I just feel like all the mothers of boys in Brisbane are just, you know, nodding their heads sagely.
Right. So this year, he wants a dirt bike motorbike cake. So I just went to Woolies and I wanted to order a sheet cake. And of course, I put my order.
A sheet cake? That's not very nice.
Isn't that
you
what
shouldn't say someone's cake is sheet.
Well, I was preempting what everyone's thoughts were going to be. No, and of course, I got my order in too late. So now I have to make it.
Oh. Just get an ice cream cake. That's what I'm doing for my girl.
Her birthday's on Wednesday.
Don't you? It's not about you.
Well, it should be.
Oh, my goodness. Can we just play something fun for the people? How about Game of Suburbs?
Yes.
What? Is that it?
Yes, let's play it. 13, 10, 60 Brisbane. Let's play Game of Suburbs up next.
You
what
got
is
those
this?
Two girls.
It's an alarm. Is this Amy Shark?
No. Another Aussie girl. Georgia May is her name. It's called Girl Next Door.
Oh, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Game of Suburbs.
All right, guys, are we ready to play Game of Suburbs? Now, for those of you who don't know how to play, Sarah and I choose a suburb in Brisbane, and then you guys have to guess. So it's one clue per caller. That is it.
All right, Keandra from Greenslopes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, here we go. This is cryptic. Picture people wearing hemp clothes, optional footwear, sipping organic dandelion tea ethically sourced from the jungles of where, Lees? How do you say it?
Curacao.
Curacao. Where are they?
I'm going to go New Farm.
It's a solid guess.
Solid guess. That would have been my second.
Also, I do not know where Curacao is.
I thought it was a drink.
I think it is as well. It's that blue stuff, isn't it?
Yes. Very 70s.
Okay, we're going to go to Sarah from Heritage Park. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Okay, Sarah. Shakespeare's Juliet fell for a bloke sharing a name with a road here. Give us something, Sarah.
Scotty.
That breaks my heart. All right, Sonia. Let's go to Sonia from Rochdale. Hello, me, Sonia.
Don't pan it, Yuri.
Right, here's your clue. Sarah just came firing. Just give Sonia a chance. I'm going to start it again.
Okay, go.
Okay,
sure.
here's your... The just like the
are you right today, Junior?
This is the precursor to the clue. Halloumi.
Okay. Okay. Now I'll Sarah. Say my bit. Don't pan it, Yuri.
Oh,
these are possibly the worst clues we've ever written.
We've been.
Oh, what did she's you got? What it? Did you say?
She's it? Got it.
West End.
Yes.
West End.
Yes.
What gave it away, Sonia?
I don't think you need to delve too deep halloumi. Into it.
The halloumi. See, I told you they'd get it on that.
Yeah, Lise was questioning my don't pan it Yuri. She was like, what does that even mean? I said,
nothing.
Smart smarties will get it. And you did, Sonia. You did. I'll take it. Hey, Sonia, thanks to Cancer Council, you've won a Pamper prize pack to help host your very own Girls Night In. For more information on how to host your own Girls Night In and help raise funds and awareness for women's cancer research, visit www.girlsnightin.com.au. I never have to say the www.
Well
why do
done,
I do that?
Sonia. Happy weekend.
Thank you
here.
Very much.
Okay, thanks for playing.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
You are beautiful.
You beauty. Those two girls and Brooklyn Beauty Bar get you summer ready with the best beauty tips in the biz.
Brooke, when I walk into my local shopping centre, I can be confronted with 10 different nail salons in as many minutes, but they're not all the same, are they? I mean, I look for a comfy chair, but there are other things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what she's trying to say is, well, how do you find a clean one?
Well, I would look for auto-clavering bags. When your therapist comes out and basically has their little basket and their files and things like that, look for disposables, first of all. Look for your stainless steel implements in a autoclave bag that should be sealed. It should have a little bit of writing on it with the date and the actual batch number.
So just like the doctors and nurses do with surgical instruments.
Absolutely.
After they've operated. So
yep.
When someone's been having a crack at your toes, yep, that stuff needs to be sterilised.
Okay, absolutely. So we don't want like a jar with blue water.
No.
I've got one more question too. At this time of year, there's a lot of women with feet that would make a hobbit jealous rocking up to nail salons. And sometimes they whip out the graters to try and grate the skin off your heel.
Yeah. She's dry heaving.
Now, that doesn't seem okay to me, is it?
It's not. They shouldn't be using that. What I would suggest is probably a dry buff. Usually comes off most of it without having to soak. I would always do a dry buff before soaking.
Dry buff. Get in the buff and dry buff, Sarah. It's time.
Those two girls. On Hit 105.
We are on.
I know, have you just
brought a cushion in for your chair, princess?
I'll tell you why. I'm sorry, everyone. I have a boil on my rump. You know, laugh all you
want. Hang on. Isn't this booth supposed to be soundproof? I can hear the producers outside laughing.
Okay, can I just... Okay,
it's
let me start
soundproof
from...
when someone says rump.
I know. I've started from... rump, but let me start at the beginning.
Oh my God.
Because I am undergoing a bodpocalypse. My body is shutting down, Sarah.
I know. I've lived this with you.
I can't even breathe properly.
No.
Okay. This is what happened, everyone. This has been my week. I don't really want sympathy, but I do. Monday morning, Sarah, I woke up and I know this is gross, sorry, but I had pus down my throat, okay? My tonsils were so infected, like just so rapidly infected, right? Pus down my throat. That was Monday. Pus down my throat. Took myself straight to my GP. She gave me some antibiotics. Tuesday, nothing's working. And usually antibiotics work pretty quickly on me. Nothing worked. Wednesday, where was I? In a hospital. I drove myself to the emergency room and they put me on a drip. No. I'm not even kidding. No. I've never been so excited for someone to cannulate my veins. I was like, just get it in there. Give me fluid. They gave me steroids. I was high as a kite. I don't even know what was going on. It was brilliant. And they took the pain away. Thursday, I realised that I'd booked myself in to have a lipoma ripped out of my shoulder, which is
yes,
a fatty mass.
Yep. So we did speak about that before. It was like a disc, of fat.
Like a cyst.
That was just on your shoulder. Nowhere else on your body gets a little bit of fat. It just goes straight to your clavicle, which I find irritating.
Well, Sarah, I know, but so that was taken off me. I underwent surgery on Thursday, okay? Sarah, they had to give me local anaesthetic and then they ripped into my body. Okay, so I've got a massive bandage on my shoulder. Then yesterday, what happened? Conjunctivitis hit me. So now one eye is not functioning and I've got pus coming out of it.
Stop saying pus.
Well, it's true.
She does. She has pink eye. It's like she's a kid who's just started a daycare. That is what her entire week this week has been. That's it.
And now I have a boil on my rump. Found it last night in the shower.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Liz just went to talk into her mic and realised her headphones weren't plugged in. I'm accepting our new co-host applications. Call 13 1060. Hey, Liz, given you are a bit at death's door this week, really, with all your ailments, I wondered if you'd like to have a think about the newest decluttering craze out of Sweden.
I like a bit of decluttering.
You do.
What is it?
This one's called... It's a book. It's a new book. And it's called, I'll just get my voice right, The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning.
Is this a joke?
No. It's a charming approach to putting your life in order so your loved ones won't have to. And there's a name for it. It's called Dustanding.
That is very jarring to it my means ears.
Death clean. I watched a lot of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, so I feel like I have my Swedish down.
Okay.
That was a joke.
It's questionable.
It fell very flat. So basically they're saying it's this year's new, you know, is it Marie Kondo?
Yes.
Who was all about only keeping things that sparked joy. This lady, who's apparently aged between 80 and 150,
what?
Has said... You know, she's old. She's saying, get your life in order before you pass away. So if there's anything that could cause hurt or emotional upset to your loved ones, get rid of it. Like if you've got old love letters or,
okay. So basically,
you know, the cupboard full of stuff you can't stand to look at or things that you might consider a treasure but are actually going to be a burden to someone else, get rid of it.
Okay, so the premise is clear through your stuff so that when you park it,
yeah,
your loved ones don't have to do it on your behalf.
Yes.
You know what? I think my mum started doing that with my grandma. Like she's yeah. not, she's not, I mean, my grandma's fighting fit and not that old.
How old is she?
But 89, but well, fighting fit, Sarah. I mean, look, yes. look at the stock I come from.
What have you got at the moment? Tonsillitis, pink eye, a bum boil, and you've had a fatty
what
mass
I'm saying
removed.
Is that my grandma, listen to my story, my grandma has an enormous amount of stuff. She's a collector of things, photo albums, you know, like vases, everything. And mum is concerned that as time goes on, you know, it's going to be very hard to make decisions about that stuff. So she's encouraging grandma to start sifting now. Is yeah. that what Swedish death
yes,
cleaning is?
Yes, absolutely. So if you're a bit of a hoarder, just get rid of it. Look, I think it sounds like a really fun task for this weekend. What do you think? Call your mum, dad, nan, pop.
I think it needs to, like, they need to rebrand because Swedish death cleaning,
yeah.
it just doesn't quite have
just call
a nice
it Dostanling.
Yeah.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Sarah, the other day I was looking through photos, old photos of Dane and mine, and I realised that there's this bloke that he's mates with that I actually do not know his name at all. I just know him as Red. Like, he that is just, I, it's
does he have,
occurred to
does he
me.
Have, is like, is he a redhead?
No.
No?
No, no.
Does he have a red face?
No, no, he does not. I just do not. I looked at the photo, I'm like, okay, that's Red. And then
does
it
look like Jared off The Bachelorette?
No pot plants inside. No, I do not know this guy's name at all. It's just Red. And
how long have you been friends with him for?
Well, I mean, indirectly through Dane for, you know, nearly 10 years,
wow.
I suppose. And I have no clue what his first name is, no clue what his last name is.
Yeah.
It's just Red. And
I knew a girl like that once and her name was Worm. And like she called herself Worm, everyone called her Worm.
And you don't know her name?
Yeah, her name was Belinda. I eventually asked her.
But you didn't
but
know for a
was
while.
Everyone didn't know for a while.
Well,
just
see,
Worm.
I'm sure that there's plenty of people because Aussies love a good nickname. Mm. I always actually really wanted a nickname, but my name doesn't really lend itself well.
What about
well.
Lice?
Well, that's just what people call me when they get my name wrong. That's
my
not...
husband had one when he was at uni. Everyone called him Herc. For Hercules, because he was so skinny. I actually think it was passive-aggressive bullying, but,
you
but
know,
yeah,
Dane,
he was just called Hercules.
Dane's nickname was Hank for a while. I don't know why. I think it was something off, what's that show with, anyway, whatever.
Okay.
Good story.
Can you, like, figure out what you're going to say before we're live on it? That would be great. Thanks
what
so much.
I want to ask people, 131060, does nobody know your real name? Or is there someone in your group of friends where, yeah, they just go by a completely different name?
Yeah.
131060, guys.
What's your nickname?
Those two girls on Hit 105.
We're talking about nicknames, guys, because this is something that I've come to realise about one of my husband's mates. I do not know what his first name is or his last name. I just know him as Red. It's been close to a decade. Yeah. I do not know this bloke's name, Sarah. So
yeah, you're really tight, obviously. So we've put it out there on 131060. Does nobody know your real name, or is there somebody in your friendship group or your life who just goes by something other than their birth name? So Diane from Hillcrest, morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what have you got for us?
Okay, so my husband's name is Tien. He works, I had to call into work one day and ask for him, and I said his name and no one knew what I was talking about. The full name, no one knew what I was talking about, and then I said Smeagol. and straight away they knew who he was.
Oh, and this is at his workplace. Wowzers.
His workplace.
So
yes.
Smeagol from Lord of the Ring.
Yes.
Why did he get that name? Does he look like him, or does he just like steal rings?
He was skinny. He was very skinny. So, yeah. Back in the day, he was very skinny.
Oh, back in the day. I like how you say that.
Yes.
That's gorgeous. Peter from Strathpine.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a nickname?
A mate of mine I knew for several years was called Magpie.
Yes. And do you know his real name?
No, I don't.
No? So why was he called Magpie? Did he swoop cyclists or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge, no. Who knows? I'm sorry, I can't help you out more than
Well,
that,
look, you know what? That makes it even more cryptic. That's what we need. We literally don't know Magpie's name. We had another fellow call through whose name was Spew, but
he
dropped off the line and we assume he was living up to his nickname.
Yeah.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Here we go. Rightio, heading into the second hour of our outstanding show. Sarah Wheels, how's your
Guess
Saturday
what?
Looking?
Well, it's all right. Sunday could be a bit off, though. I'm going to the beach.
I'm sorry, what?
I know.
A hologram of you. You don't go to the beach. Who even
know.
Are you?
Wills wants to take the kids down to the beach so they don't develop a fear of the ocean like I have and make it like a good family outing.
Okay,
so anyway.
You have your whole like wetsuit.
No, I'm going to go for a run along the spit while he takes the kids in the water. Okay. Although that didn't pan out for me so well this week either. I went for a jog and I just had my puffer. And then some kind of small insect went up my nose.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like the world is just telling me to be an indoors person.
I think it really is. I think you should heed that advice and just put the puffer down and just sit in a recliner.
Just sit on the couch. Make like you. Sit on a cushion for the boil on my bottom.
Don't remind me. It's sore.
In a couple of minutes, Sarah, you showed me this like heartbreaking story that you want to share on air next.
Yeah, it is. Like it's get your tissues.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Nowadays in this day and age where a lot of people are fortunate enough to be in a position to get a cleaner in their house. And it's, I mean, I do. I've got a lovely couple who come in every so often when I need a deep clean. And I'm really thankful for that because although Lise and I are only on air a couple of hours a week, we do a lot of other work outside that basically means we kind of work full time. So it's nice to be in a position to afford to get a cleaner in and help. Now, Lise, you haven't heard this yet, but I think you'll really like to know about a family and their cleaner. I think it's really going to touch your heart.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the story of a struggling grown woman from Brisbane's outer suburbs who can't manage her time. It all started a few years ago.
I was pregnant, Sarah. I couldn't do anything.
She could only afford a cleaner for 4 hours.
Three hours a fortnight.
3 hours per fortnight.
When you try your best but you don't succeed.
She came into our lives when Dane and I were like always cleaning on the very little time we have off.
Lise needed help.
We have a cleaner come and help our family.
And so ex-international model and current radio queen Lise Carlaw took on a new role.
I try and be a good boss and I try and give her autonomy in her tasks.
Her name?
It's a team effort. I wash, she hangs.
Is Coraline.
But if you never try,
she's a grandmother.
Oh, right.
I don't expect her to climb ladders. We don't get her onto the floor. She does bare bones, so both bathrooms, floors, vacuum, mop, kitchen. That's it.
And she's become part of the Carlaw family for
three
hours per fortnight.
She asks for days off. And I grind.
If you can donate to the Carlaw Family Sinking Fund, please call Hit 105 on 13 10 60. And please, Brisbane, keep Lise in your thoughts and prayers. She needs our help.
I will try.
It's a team effort. I wash, she hangs.
Oh, God, it's just tough.
That's heartbreaking.
Are you okay, Scotty?
I'm going to kill you guys. What was that? When was that done? Where was I? I was in the hospital. I was vulnerable and you guys did that.
You're probably just being a good boss.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Thanks to Best Wilson Buckley Family Law. BWBFamilyLaw.com.au.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard?
It's Lisa and Sarah's Legal Eagle.
What's that? I think I heard it's our Legal Eagle, Amity Anderson from BWB Family Law. That was good, Lise, admit
yeah,
it.
That was nice.
Hey, Amity, I want to talk to you about prenups. So
she's a gold digger.
I'm not. I don't have a prenup at all. But if you sign a prenup, is that it? Is it like a nail in the coffin? It's done and dusted. It can never be contested if the marriage ends.
Look, that is an absolute minefield, and any family lawyer gets a little bit anxious about a prenup. But the intention, of course, is for that to happen. And if it's done correctly, then you'd hope that it is ironclad. But they are one of the most litigious aspects of our job.
Are they still very popular?
They are, but you've got to have a reason to it. So I think a lot of people think they need one, but because the costs of the prenup are quite extraordinary, yeah, it often turns a lot of people away. You really need to have enough financial backing and need to warrant the prenup.
Right, so that's why James Packer and Mariah Carey signed prenups, right? Because they've both got their own net worth.
So is it trust issues or is it just a smart business decision?
I think some people have trust issues with it, which gives rise to them wanting it, but for so many people, it's just a commercial decision, and it often saves heartache at the end.
When things get messy, messy, messy.
Did you sign a prenup?
No. Where?
No, me either.
Who am I?
I might be able to assist you, Lee.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Lee's sent an accidental text during the week. She sent it to me and our manager. And this is what it said. We've been talking work stuff. No,
I just want to preface it by saying that I've taken that much Nurofen and ibuprofen and paracetamol and antibiotics. I don't know what I'm doing at all this whole week.
This is what came through to us. Bub. I was like, oh, this is going to be good. Bub, we have $139 in the account until tomorrow. We need $80 for Coraline. That's their cleaner. And I need to have $20 in the car today. Are you happy for me to go ahead with that now? If you want, you could pull out that tray of chicken drumsticks in the freezer. You can pop those in over with olive oil and seasoning at around 4:30 on 180. We can have that with some leftover salad or something.
All of that was sent to Sarah and our manager. And it's like, not wow, awkward at all.
I was like, wow, it sucks to be Dane. And then it comes through, ignore, ha, 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 ha. Welcome to car law budgeting. But we are POV by choice because we're renovating. It was like the little tongue was hinged in the middle.
I thought I had to explain the fact that, you know, when I say I have $139 left in the account, well, you know, that yeah, it's pretty dire straits.
I thought I was getting paid more in this show. It must be true.
Oh, look, I'm sure I'm not the only person who sent the wrong text to the wrong person. It's so easily done.
It is so easily done.
You know, you type
done.
In, I don't know, I typed in D for Dane. Somehow I ended up on S for Sarah. I don't really know how it happened.
I accidentally called my parents this morning. I've got a new car with this new feature. And I went to press the music button and I pressed Boona. And that's my mum and dad's phone number.
Yeah.
And then the poor thing's 5:30 this morning. They dad called me back, thought something was terrible. So anyway, 13 10 60, have you sent an accidental text?
Oh, there's got to be some doozies, guys.
Like,
come on.
It's going to get awkward.
I want to hear it.
Bub. Come on, bub.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Guys, we're talking about sending accidental texts to the wrong people.
Yeah, because Lee's accidentally sent a text message to me basically telling me that she's got 2 cents in her bank account and for Dane to put the chicken drumsticks on. It was beautiful. I already feel part of the Carlaw family. That just made me want to get out of it.
I love how I have to say to him, like, put some olive oil on, salt and pepper, 180 in the... It's always 180, Dane. It's always 180, but I still have to write it in a text. And now Sarah and our manager knows. Okay, let's go to Danielle from Homeview. Danielle, have you sent a text to the wrong person?
I haven't sent a text to the wrong person, but actually last week my husband did.
What happened? What did he send?
So normally every morning he'll send me a text saying, good morning, sexy, or good morning, beautiful, have a good day. And he sent me a screenshot this time around. I think it was on Wednesday. It was actually a screenshot of the same thing, but he sent it to a different number, and I was like, who's that? And he's like, oh, I sent it to my boss. And the boss came back and the boss was like, oh, morning, sexy. And he was just taking a piss out on him. And he replied with, F you.
And now, look, that pay rise is probably looking good now for him, Danielle. Yeah. Hey, Nikki from Nunda, talk us through your accidental text debacle.
Hi. So we have a family group chat text.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay, so my daughter got hand, foot and mouth from daycare and there was
surprised Lee's doesn't have that as well.
Actually,
as
I think
moment.
It's brewing.
So nephew had his birthday coming up and she had said, if you're contagious, don't come, made like a really big hullabaloo, made us feel like we had nits.
Yeah,
basically.
Well.
You know, we don't have nits, I'm putting it out there. We actually are a nice family. Anyway, I was whinging to my mum and I said, if this boy gets hand, foot and mouth, heads are going to roll. We're going to, like, I'm going to be skewered. I was like, I'm not bloody going. I'm not going. Send it to group text. My two brothers, their wives, my sister, her partner, everyone.
What was the backlash?
Very big silent treatment, and I had to buy her a bottle of rosé.
Oh,
well, don't ask her to take the chicken drumsticks out of the oven next time either, Nikki. Hey, Aiden from, Brisbane.
Thanks, Aiden. Hey. Thanks for your crumbs. Aiden, what text did you send to the wrong person?
Well, my younger brother was working away in Mount Isa Mines, and I was also talking to a girl I'd met at a dating site and got her phone number off her, and she was gorgeous, like really attractive. And I sent
they always over, are, Aiden.
They are. And I sent a message to her. It was a spell check error. And what I meant to say to my younger brother was, wow, you're so far. I sent her a text message and it came through as, wow, you're so fat.
No.
The girl that was on the dating site, who blocked my number. I never had a chance to explain to her what had happened.
Oh, Aiden.
No.
That is... Oh,
you got to take that autocorrect off your phone.
Oh, that is so unfortunate. You must have felt rotten.
She was, as I said, I only just met her. We'd just exchanged the numbers on the dating site, and not only was I blocked on the phone number, but I was blocked on the dating
site.
Oh, gosh. Plenty more fish in the sea. Just don't call them fat.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
I'm angry.
Lee and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
131060 Brisbane. Now is the time to get off the little things that have been annoying you during the week. Here are some of our faves.
Triggered.
When people get up from tables and don't push their chairs in.
Triggered.
I'm a truck driver, and one thing I really hate is when you're indicating to merge left and right and the car beside you speeds up.
Triggered.
When you're driving along the highway doing the speed limit, someone is tailgating you, all of a sudden they decide to overtake you, get in front of you, then they slow down below the speed limit.
Triggered.
I work in retail, you put the hand out for the customer's money, and then they put the damn money on the counter.
Triggered.
I've got one, Lee. So just go first with me.
Go for it.
I was at Carindale, a place I rarely frequent.
Oh, please. You're so full of it.
And I was going to the car gates,
the boom gates.
Not that's car it.
Gates.
And the car in front of me just didn't have their ticket ready.
Oh, yeah.
Triggered.
I mean, how do you manage your life? Get your ticket in your hand before you get to the boom gate.
I get it.
This is how life needs to run smoothly.
Okay, Bez.
Okay.
That's Sarah's mum, for those of you who don't know. She's turning into her mother. I'll tell you what happened to me.
Wow, now I'm triggered again.
Triggered. Tell you what happened to me this morning at 5:07 a.m. I pulled into Charlie's at Everton Park for an immune-boosting juice because Lord knows I need all the help I can get right now.
I think I need more help. You should have got me one.
Yeah, I should have. Anyway, it was, how much was it? It was $6.95, something like that, and I had $6.90. 5 cents short.
Very good.
Anyway, they were so nice. They took money out of their tip jar.
I've got, well, look, okay, let's.
How nice is that?
It's really, really nice. I was just having a flashback again to when there's always like a FPOS minimum $15.
Not right.
Triggered.
You can crack off and take my money in any form it comes in. That's what I think.
I know. Let's go. Oh, no. Yep. Let's play a little ditty.
13:10:60. What's got you triggered this week? Those two girls at Hit 105.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Triggered.
We're talking triggered, guys, on 13:10:60. The little moments in your day or in your week where it just gets your gut. I'll tell you something, Sarah. You just put eye drops in my eye. Didn't do it that well.
Triggered.
Great, because I'm triggered at the fact that I had to touch your conjunctivitis eye drops
triggered.
And pop them in your stinking pink eye for the third time in 24 hours.
This is what happens when you work with me.
There was another person in the studio that had to witness it.
Guys, it's not that bad. We're all family here. Don't even lie.
Hashtag pray for Scotty. Hey, Crystal from Yarrabilba, what's triggered you?
Oh, hi, girls. My trigger is when you've been saving that one piece of chocolate for ages for a rainy day. You come home, you're looking for that chocolate, and your partner has gotten to it.
Yes.
Triggered.
I'll tell you where you've gone wrong, Crystal. You've saved it. You just have to eat it all in one hit.
Yeah.
That's where you've gone wrong.
And then
wrong.
You need to dump him.
It's the build-up that makes it so good.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I bet Crystal was one of those kids who could, like, hang on to Easter eggs for months and months afterwards.
I think that is who Crystal is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Jess from Morayfield, what's triggered you?
Hello, ladies. So my trigger this week is baby wipe.
Mm.
It infuriates me when all I want is one wipe at a time, but instead I get a handful. And especially when you get to the end of the, you know, the packet, you end up with the rest of them. Good 20 wipes or so, and you're trying to shove them back in there.
Yes.
Triggered.
And then you sort of question, like, what do I do with the leftover wipes?
You clean the floors, Sarah.
I'm so glad we're on the same wavelength.
That's what you do, guys. Yeah. That's what you do with leftover wipes. Anyway, it's the way they design
it. I haven't cleaned my floors with legitimate cleaning products since, 2011.
I burnt my mops as soon as I gave birth. Ali from North Lakes, what's triggered you?
Well, yesterday I got a call from public health while I'm at work saying I needed to go on antibiotics because my housemate has a viral disease. So, yeah, that triggered me a little bit.
Triggered.
Oh, my God. Do you think I'm going to get a call from Queensland Health telling me I need that for hanging out with Liz?
I think we all need to be, like, in quarantine.
In fact, Ali, I think we can call her Diz Lees.
Oh, Sarah, that's terrible. Nobody got it.
I did. It was Lees with disease.
Yeah, see, the fact that you have to spell it out means it was a poor joke.
It's a beautiful
Nikki
thing.
Nikki from Ipswich, what's triggered you?
I work at a public pool, and 5 minutes before close, I tell people to get out of the pool, they stay in the pool, and then I have to start work and clean in my time.
Triggered.
Probably just doing their last wee, you know.
I was just thinking the same thing. They're like, I just don't want to get out, walk to the toilet block.
That's why you've got to up the chlorine, Nikki. Oh, well, that was fun.
I survived it.
You did. We've only got to spend another 10 hours together today, don't we? Great. I feel like my immune system is being strengthened
being
You're in
welcome.
Your very presence.
You're welcome. I knew. This is good for you, Sarah. My illness is doing you, working wonders for
you.
You're
always
immunity.
Good for me. Hey, guys, have a great weekend. We'll be back next weekend.
Yes, we will.
Bye.
Those two girls on Hit 105.